It's Thursday, July 11th, 2013. You're listening to Last Time on Video Games, the podcast about retro video games and sometimes some other things. You're listening to episode 21, Get Your Brains On. Running time for this episode is 48 minutes.
Hello, and welcome to Last Time on Video Games, the podcast about how Mario is the best, and he should actually be in every game. He should be on Master Chief's helmet. My name is Jeremy.
This table is not so long that I can't hurt you.
I've got a glass.
So?
I'm driving.
Hi, Tyler.
I really want Mario on Master Chief's helmet and to pick it up like Mario 2 style, like you pick a turnip.
Oh, no, what about Master Chief mushrooms in the next Mario game?
Where he just has an assault rifle?
Yes! Make it happen.
The other guy's Zach.
I'm going to hurt you both.
I still can't see you, Zach.
I know.
It's an awesome concept.
No, it's not. That's
totally.
That's stupid.
You're just like picking pieces of the armor off and throwing it at grunts, and I would find it hilarious.
My article tomorrow.
I know you find it hilarious.
My article dropping tomorrow for you listeners, it was like 2 weeks ago, is on all the games Mario has been in. And on the NES, he just cameoed in everything as like the umpire or the referee or whatever. And even on the GameCube, EA had a deal with Nintendo, so like SS Tricky and their dumb basketball game and everything had Mario and Peach in them as playable characters.
Just cause?
I just want Mario to be in everything again.
That's... no.
Why not?
He already does everything, so...
Just because he does everything doesn't mean he should be in everything. Every Xbox game does not need the Chief.
Yeah, it does.
Every Xbox game needed the Chief. Maybe every 360 game doesn't, but every Xbox game, except KOTOR, was in, like, help us, Master Chief, you're our only hope.
Need for Speed Underground, Master Chief is racing in Lancer Evolution.
yeah.
You guys heard a couple, while back, Forza... 5, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah, had the Warthog. It wasn't actually drivable,
yeah,
right?
You couldn't drive it, but you could get it in the auto log. And Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear.
Talked about it, yeah.
Talked about it.
Well, wasn't it, you couldn't drive it because their simulation is so realistic and the Warthog is so unrealistic that it couldn't have existed?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Or, no, I think it was because they wanted everything to be so real. I didn't look it up why, but my bet it would be they wanted it to be so realistic, but they couldn't actually take a Warthog out for a test drive to see how it performed.
Oh. Speaking of Mario refereeing everything, Game Grumps recently, one of the hosts changed out so he could go work on his own show again, and one of Ego Raptor's old friends is now the second host on Game Grumps, and it's freaking hilarious, and the first game they played together is Punch-Out. They actually just sat there and like, remember when Mario used to referee anything? Do you ever think he feels bad that he's not actually the one doing stuff?
I think he's retired now, and he's just in his like million-dollar castle mansion, and he just has to save his woman every once in a while. Between go-kart trips and trips to their royal tennis court. I mean, they have like 30 tennis courts and 30 go-kart tracks. He's got to be rolling in the dough.
Oh, man. Do you think the Toads ever get annoyed that their taxes are put to such horrible use?
No, see, the thing is, they don't get annoyed because they are enslaved under the tyranny of their monarchy. They don't have a parliamentary monarchy. They have just... the tyrannical dictator who says, you're going to do what I want.
I really want a Che Guevara shirt that's Bowser now.
Clearly that's what Bowser actually is he is trying to bring everybody up for equality and whatnot, but the problem is Mario keeps jumping on his head.
Yeah, the despotic monarchy and her Italian bodyguards keep keeping the gorilla Bowsers down.
Oh my god, Mario's been part of the mafia.
Well,
that
obviously.
Explains everything.
Did I send you that YouTube video that was Mario Combat, that was a Mario Modern Warfare mashup, like series they were going to do where Mario and Luigi were in boot camp and Toad was like Peach's ninja bodyguard and like Bullet Bill was Bowser's assassin?
This sounds horrible.
Oh yes, god. It was.
Thing is, I think it's got a better storyline than Call of Duty.
Well, no, every Call of Duty has stuff, nuke, plot twist.
Black Ops 2, I don't think, had a nuke.
Oh, really? Damn.
No, but it did involve all the remorseless killbots being hijacked and turned against the USA.
Well, obviously.
Well, yeah. And apparently, according to that game, I'm going to stop right there. That game was just... The campaign in that game was crap.
So we had a windstorm recently, and I was raking up the lawn, and I was listening to Fear the Boot while I was doing it, and Dan was talking about watching Gundam for the first time ever, and he's like, this is horrible! How did anyone ever watch this?
He was watching 00, to be fair.
Yeah.
God, Doublelot. Doublelot was terrible.
And then Chad's like, 08 MS team. It's not terrible.
I like 08 MS team.
So I do too, actually. I only saw three episodes of it, but apparently
that's
like
half the series.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's about half of it.
It's a short one. There's a couple of things that's like, that's a little far-fetched, but the actual series itself I really enjoyed. And also, anime. There's always gonna be stuff in there that's like, you know, that's a little far-fetched.
Well, the problem with just saying, you know, you like anime, well, that's like saying you like TV in general. That's not really narrowing it down at all, other than that it's animated.
Same thing with comics. At least comics usually implies superheroes, but it definitely doesn't have to.
I found that a lot of my favorite comics have nothing to do with superheroes, so...
You Scott Pilgrim person, you.
I love Scott Pilgrim.
It's pretty great.
I don't really read straight comic books.
Well, I don't either. Pretty much the only comic books I read are the Invincible trades I get from Jeremy.
I was going to say the ones Ed and I force on you.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much those. I generally enjoy them, but...
If they did full trades, I might actually read more of them, but the little flimsy comic book...
Yeah, the individual...
I read those in like 3 minutes.
Yeah, the 16-page things, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, done.
They are 20 pages, thank you.
Oh, are they?
Totally worth your $3.99.
No.
Actually, yeah, for that much artwork, that's not bad.
It is full color. That is nice.
For 20 pages, yeah, I ain't paying more than $2.
I wish I could agree with you, but Batman, he calls.
That's only 20 cents a page. That's not that bad.
Whereas they can get our podcast for free.
I know, that is true. Although, you could read a comic book and listen to a podcast.
You could.
No, see, we are so awesome that if you are doing anything other than just listening to us talk, you are probably doing it wrong.
So I've been told by one of the random strangers who listens to this occasionally that we should totally do a vidcast. I'm like, you...
No, you do not want to see what we look like, people,
exactly.
Trust me.
You don't want to watch us.
I have luscious locks that could hide my terrible, terrible radio face, but these guys get haircuts.
To be fair, I am married. There's a reason for that. I don't know what it is, but I'm implying that it's my innate beauty.
I'm going to go ahead and not comment because I still want to be your friend.
I'm having a hard time not commenting.
Speaking of my friends, what have you been playing?
I've not actually been playing a whole lot. Some Battlefront and some Pokemon Rumble.
How's that? The Wii one?
Yeah, the Wii one. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I think you played it with me before.
Yeah, vaguely. Or I should say briefly instead of vaguely, because that's the word I thought.
You can't really beat it, per se, because it keeps going on after you beat Mewtwo, but...
Is it procedurally generated?
Essentially, yeah.
Can you be all 150 in that one?
What's that?
Can you be all the ones from the first generation, or how exactly does that work? Because I remember seeing you and Ed playing it.
It's all of the first generation and all of the fourth generation. And nothing in between.
Marketing. Everyone likes the first generation. Fourth generation was what they were pushing. Also, no one could see your facial expression, but I responded anyway.
Yeah. Well, I do that a lot, apparently, but okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Also, Kirby and the Crystal Shards, and I find on my second playthrough... I think this is the second or third time I played through it, and on this most recent one, I've been enjoying it a lot more, because it's really more similar to older Kirby games than my favorite Kirby game.
Yeah, it's the first one I ever really played. I played some Kirby's Dream Land on a friend's Game Boy at recess in third grade. But Kirby 64 was the first one I had, so that's what I think of. And you can be Darth Maul.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. My biggest problem with it is that in order to get the Crystal Shards, you occasionally have to have a very specific combination of powers. And I've encountered a couple levels now where you can't get those powers on the level.
Yeah, I remember those being gated, funnily. I played that back when I still didn't care about 100%ing games, so I never really got them all.
Funnily.
Yeah, funnily. It's where you take a giant funnel and pour cake batter through it, and then you write weird words on the ground, and that's funneling.
So what have you been playing, Zach?
I have restarted playing Fire Emblem Awakening, the one on the 3DS.
Oh, not on Super Pansy mode this time.
Not completely on Super Pansy mode. It is still just, I still just have it on normal, but now it's hard death. So I'm playing it like Fire Emblem was meant to be played. As soon as one of my guys dies, I restart the system.
I like the comment you made on Monday. Oh, pansy mode? That's great. I'm a pansy.
You didn't have to bring that back up today.
It was funny.
Well, it was because I just wanted to play the game, and I know that whenever a guy dies in that game, I restart everything.
Yeah, well, it's, if you want to see all the plot or character interactions and stuff, I mean, why let them die? It really depends on why you're playing the game. I think if you're now playing it for a challenge playthrough, that's entirely different than playing it for a not...
Well, the way the challenge works, I tried playing it on hard, and I'm like, this is too...
Asinine.
There's a little too much RNG in it.
RNG?
Random number generator.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you said R and G.
Well, I heard, okay. For whatever reason, I heard RNG and my first thought was run and gun. I'm like, there's no run and gun in this game.
That's why you need the Master Chief Mushroom to power up your lore.
Don't make me throw my phone at you.
Free phone!
It would be an upgrade, too.
And then Master Chief picks up the cat mushroom. Nan.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Just shut up. Then I've also been playing, I tried a hard restart of Mass Effect, and my god, Citadel. I just made it to the Citadel.
Okay, I assume it's been like 2 years since I played Mass Effect.
It's like the first thing you gotta do to actually unlock the game. You gotta run around on the Citadel. It's the main space station.
Oh, just like go around and talk to people and stuff? Or?
Yeah, you gotta expose Saren, and there's a lot of
It's how they give you all their exposition and world building, which is great the first time because it's a really good world. And after that, my god, I know how Mass Effects work. My god, I know what biotics are. I know what specters are. Ah, I know what a Krogan is. He's a Klingon.
And then I've been playing a lot of Black Ops too, just the bots, because they're fun to play against.
Well, that's because you can slaughter them wholesale.
They don't take too much effort. I don't really have to focus solely on it. And then lastly, I'm still playing a lot of StarCraft too. I'm still not that good at it, but last time I checked, I was third place in my Silver League.
That's not bad.
Yep, I have gone from Bronze League hero to Silver League superstar.
Eventually, you'll get the Golden Jigababa.
Jigababa?
Jigababa.
Golden Gigalos.
Ooh. No, except for it's a hard G and then a soft G.
Oh, well, okay, fine. Golden Gabbers? Yeah. Anyway, I was going to say on my most recent playthrough of Battlefront, I'm actually doing it on Elite, finally. And
you don't always do Elite?
No, because they kill you in 3 goddamn hits, and I can't get the awesome 70-0 kill-death spread that I normally get in that game, so...
Oh, you can only get, like, 30 to, like, 3.
Yeah, I know. It's
you must feel so bad, Zach.
I do, yes.
I don't play that game. Are you kidding me?
No, he's... Okay.
I can edit that out. Don't worry. It'll be funny on the final take.
Game's awful.
Game is great. Speaking of great games, I've been sort of on a Mario binge. That's why I brought it up earlier. I'm really excited for both the Mario and Luigi game that I can't remember the name of, Dream Course or something like that.
Is it the new RPG?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Super Mario 3D Land just, like, scratches every Mario itch.
Well, it looks a lot like Super Mario 64, except with awesome cat mushrooms.
Well,
so.
Except for with the powers from Mario 2 and multiplayer.
And the controls from Galaxy.
It just looks like I was not excited at all for a Wii U Mario game, and then I saw it. So I've been trying to finish Mario RPG, but pacing for that game is really weird.
It is.
I felt like I was almost done at the end of last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago now, and then it really, really slowed down. I just got to the point where Mal is like, oh, I'm a prince? Well, that's cool. I'm going to go adventure with Mario some more.
Well, clearly that's the correct solution because he has the main character thing stamped above his head.
It's not even stamped on his head. It's his hat is the main character symbol in their world.
You're right, actually. Yeah, because it's got the M
for main character.
Yeah.
And L for loser character.
Well, that's because the older brother is the better one.
Poor Luigi.
Luigi is the older one, I think. Or yeah. Are they twins? Aren't they both there in Mario? I mean, Luigi gets kidnapped.
I thought Mario was supposed to be.
Yeah,
they
were being
brother.
Delivered at the same time, but in Mario canon, which is goofy as hell.
There's a Mario canon.
I was on the Mario wiki for like 4 hours this week.
Mario's
older. There should be a Mario canon. You can shoot him farther.
There are lots of Mario canons in New Super Mario Bros. U.
And Super Mario 64. They're useful for getting around.
The only real fun thing about the Super Mario Wii U or Wii or whatever, they're the same game anyway, was throwing you people into pits.
Yeah, yeah. The cutthroat competitiveness is pretty
that
fun.
Lost its appeal pretty quick.
Mario Bros. Wii U is on the table. I'm like 2/3 of the way done with it, but it feels super easy because the first time I played it, Zach was just throwing me in pits the whole time. And now I don't even have to deal with that.
Hey, I was also throwing you into lava.
Really, he was doing this a kindness. It's a training regimen.
Also, my brother has Super Mario 3D Land, which he said plays exactly like Super Mario 3D World looks, so I've given that a little bit of a start. That's the 3DS one.
Does it actually play like the other one looks?
Kind of. It's got a bunch of 2D and then goes to 3D, but not like the 3DS 3D, like Mario 64 to Super Mario Bros. Stuff.
I feel like when they announced for the Wii U, looked like it controlled more like Mario 64.
Well, this one does control like Mario 64, but then it has like side-scrolling parts.
Oh.
It's kind of hard to...
That's
describe.
Weird. Kind of like
I've
Other
M. I've only gotten like one world in.
Fair enough.
And then I also want to do Super Mario Galaxy 2 because I've never played that, and I want to borrow a Thousand Year Door from you.
Fair enough.
Just really binge Mario for a while. Also, Super Mario Luigi U came out, so probably tack that on there when I'm all done.
Super Mario Luigi U is projected to sell better than Super Mario Brothers U.
Huh. It's not out as a standalone yet, though. It's only out as DLC for now, and they are going to release a standalone, I think, in a month.
Yeah, for the holiday season, yo. Oh, X and Y, October 12th.
Yep, pretty
exciting.
Which
one are you planning on getting?
I think X, because I like that character slightly more.
Ah, damn it.
In the alphabet?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Mega Man X.
Oh. Oh, I mean, yes, that's the joke I was going for, because that's a lot better. My first one wasn't even a joke.
All right.
I might get Y then. We can Pokemon Master it up. We can do that thing where we keep getting starters and trading them to the other account.
Well, whichever one you guys end up getting, I'll figure it out. They don't have the third one.
Yeah, the obligatory
generation.
Z. Yeah. Although they never
That would be perfect for me, having Pokemon Z.
I know, but they never did gray, so I'm wondering if they're going to do that with this.
They did black and white too, though, which are similar in concept.
Yeah, but they're actually different games, and you can't catch any different Pokemon between them. It's just like...
Well, they're different games, but they have the same world, and...
Yeah, they're sequels, which is weird. Like a direct sequel to a Pokemon game. That's... I don't know. I found it odd. I heard they were pretty good, though, so...
I didn't even play Black and White 1.
Yeah, me neither.
I liked the third one, just kind of straddling the area between them. I mean, the concept that Yellow had, I preferred to what they did in Sapphire and Emerald, but the... Yellow played a little differently just because he didn't pick the starter. It was, here's Pikachu, go have fun.
Crystal had a different story and different plot events happen. Platinum did the same thing. It was a different thing than what happened in either Diamond or Pearl.
Well, Emerald had both events.
Yeah, you had Kyogre and Groudon doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Team Magma and Team Aqua?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing things. And
I should know which one's in Sapphire.
You go and get, what's his face, Rayquaza.
Oh, yeah, you go to Rayquaza's tower and...
Yeah, which was a pain.
Dragging it up. He was actually the first character I ever had that had extreme speed.
Rayquaza?
Yeah, because I didn't have any of my... none of the Pokemon in my party ever learned it.
Their moveset is pretty bad, actually. The three legendaries in that game.
Yeah, they're pretty terrible.
Well, three of the legendaries. Apparently, there's like eight.
Well, Kyogre, you just teach Calm Mind and Surf and call it a day.
Well, he knows Surf. He actually starts with Surf.
So just teach him Calm Mind...
What does Calm Mind do?
Raises special attack
and
special defense.
You do it like three times and sweep.
What? Does he have a high physical defense? I mean,
well,
what's preventing him from being knocked out?
I think you could do that like three times and get to max special attack.
That's not greatly.
Well, I know, but Kyogre's special is already high enough.
Oh, really? Okay. So you could probably just baton pass it.
That too. I don't know. I haven't competitive battled in a long time.
Indeed. Actually, I looked at it recently.
Yeah, I looked at the tier list. It's like, what? Mew underused? What is the what?
Yeah, no, it totally changed. Like, that's actually really cool, though. I like the fact that it exists, or that a meta thing like that exists.
Espeon is awesome now, because as a power called Magic Bounce, any non-damaging attack used on it gets bounced back. So Stealth Rocks, and Spikes, and Spores.
So that makes him a good counter to a lot of other people's openers.
Yeah.
Strategy of Pokemon. Okay, we're like 20 minutes in and haven't even started.
I haven't even finished what I've been playing.
Oh, well, please, by all means.
I've been watching a lot of StarCraft, but we won't go on that because that's not something I've been playing. But I've been playing Word Realms, which I spoke of a week or two ago, last week, actually. It's pretty good. I've, like, halfway through. It's not very long. I'm really grinding through it because I find the advancement mechanics to be interesting. Each enemy has milestones after you beat them a certain number of times, which is either a stat up or a new spell. And yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I spoke about it last time. You just build words, and that does an attack, and you have a taunt based on whatever word you spelled.
So, platypus.
I can't even say that word. I did get to the point in Avatar where there are platypus bears.
Oh, well, obviously. I love towards the end of that, he's like, at some point they invite them to a castle, and the king's like, he was inviting you to celebrate his bear's birthday party, and they're like, you mean a platypus bear? And they're like, no, just a bear. And you mean a badger bear? A skunk bear. No, just a bear. And the entire time they're at the party, they're just staring at the bear, and they're like, it's so weird.
And it's what, just a normal bear?
Yeah, it's just a normal bear.
All the animals in that are a little weird. Like
they're all
parrots,
hybrids.
Yeah, like parrots are reptilian.
Yeah, they're like lizard parrots.
Bisons can fly.
Yeah, I knew about that one.
Rhinos are like giant armored beasts.
Oh, yeah, they're rhinodillos.
That's normal.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got like armadillo parts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're actually called rhinodillos, so.
So, yeah, that's what I've been playing. And Zombies Ain't My Neighbors.
Yeah, that was also on the list of things I had been playing. I will be honest, I did not get that far.
Neither did I.
I got to the third level and those chainsaw guys killed me.
Oh, yeah, oh, man. Okay, there's a whole list of things I want to talk about with that, so.
Let's start with how far did you get?
I got to level 15, or just after that. I got the third password.
I got to the level where it's all the plants and you have to weed whack your way through everything.
I went through that one. I can't remember which one that was, but.
It's like 13 or 14. So you got the furthest and you did not get very far.
No.
It's 48 levels, which I guess.
That's some
bargain.
You know, part of it was actually, I haven't had a whole lot of time this week. I would have played it more. I was not disliking it, so.
Well, I was telling Jeremy that I would have played it more, but as you saw on Monday, the guests at my house have taken a little bit more time than I would have expected, because I can't stay downstairs the entire time where the Wii is, so I've been upstairs, so I didn't get a chance to play it as much as I wanted.
I wouldn't have played it more. I probably should have. I should have given it a little try last night, but I just skipped right to Mario RPG.
Yeah, I was, like I said, I was going to this morning, but between taking care of them and, you know, and then my brother left right when I was about to start it up.
So let's describe the game. It's an 8-way shooter, like, say,
Geometry Wars?
Yeah, Geometry Wars or
Kill Team.
It plays a lot like Geometry Wars. It's not as frenetic as Geometry Wars.
Not nearly. Geometry Wars is what's going on in the game. I feel so old.
Actually, can you even shoot 8 ways in this game? I thought it was only 4 ways.
No, you can shoot 8 ways.
Oh, can you? I never did.
You can. It's kind
of aiming is really, I mean, I feel really inaccurate. Even though I can go all 8 ways, I always seem to be on the wrong trajectory.
Yeah, I'm with Jeremy on that. It was really finicky.
That said, you have tons of weapons.
Which is kind of interesting. The themes of the weapons are stuff you'd have when you were 14. And making a clubhouse. And so you have soda as bombs, a water gun as the main weapon.
Popsicles.
Popsicles, you throw at enemies, plates.
A fire extinguisher. So,
Weed whacker, for the win.
What kind of construction are you doing on your clubhouse that you need a fire extinguisher?
No, so that you can spray people below you when they're like, we want in, and you're like, no, freeze.
So is that the same thing that you have a rocket launcher for?
Yeah, oh yeah, there's one real weapon. It's a rocket launcher.
Which is actually the most interesting, because you can use it to destroy a whole lot of the terrain.
Unfortunately, the ammo is fairly limited, so.
Well, I feel like they did that on purpose, to make you think, okay, is it worth it to take this shortcut, or do I need this to kill a giant baby? You didn't get that far, huh? The first boss is a giant baby.
Yep.
Oh.
I know later there's like a giant sandworm thing. Anyway, we haven't really described the game a whole lot. It's an 8-directional shooter. It's horror-themed. You go around shooting zombies and other...
Mostly other horror monsters. There's a mummy level. There's a ooze level. There's a Damien in the mall level. All sorts of horror movie stuff. And if you're really into that, the theme is really good. But the goal isn't to kill a bunch of stuff or get to the end of the level.
It's to save the world's laziest people.
There is one guy who just stands there flipping a hot dog on a grill while zombies are milling around killing everyone around him.
There are 10 survivors at the start. You get points for each one. Cheerleaders are worth the most, because duh.
Oh, wait, really quick. Which character did he play as?
The boy.
The chick. I mean, come on. She's like a pizza delivery girl or something.
I just hit start and it put me on the guy.
Yeah, I think that's default for first player.
Me and my brother played once together.
How'd that go? I was actually wondering whether multiplayer
about
would make this
the same?
More fun.
My brother was like, man, this is a video game.
Is it screen-locked? Is it screen-locked cooperative?
Yeah. I kind of thought it would be. Oh, man, that would make that hedge maze level impossible.
No, we got through it.
Really?
Yeah, first time I got through it was co-op.
I feel like you would have to coordinate, if nothing else, because if you're trying to go different directions.
Well, any screen-locked co-op game, you have to coordinate.
Yeah.
But anyway, you have to save survivors. You start with 10, but they can die. And if a survivor dies, there are fewer on the next level. And,
really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, and if they all die, you get a game over.
Really?
And the passwords count how many survivors you have. They don't count your weapons or anything useful, but they count how many survivors are left.
Yeah, coincidentally, your default weapon is, it looks like a rainbow
squirt gun.
Yeah. Oh, is it supposed to be a squirt gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
It looked like one of those Time Crisis guns to me, except a submachine gun instead of a pistol.
You just ripped it out of the arcade cabinet.
Pretty much.
Handgun.
Well, the first guy's just wearing like 3D glasses anyway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, obviously he just came from a movie theater, went into an arcade, and he's like, oh, zombies, this will help. And just
well, maybe you can only see the horror monsters if you're wearing 3D glasses or are a pizza delivery girl.
You know what I just
So if you're the doctor.
So I just realized something. These survivors in this game eventually graduated to full 3D and became the survivors in Dead Rising.
Yeah, pretty much. They're just as useless.
And they are lazy as hell. Oh, zombies are milling around the edge of my pool. I'm going to stay in my pool on my inner tube with my glass of... I'm going to presume it was beer because it was a fat guy.
Hey, this is off topic, but I have to edit this, so I'm punishing myself, not any of you. What have you heard about State of Decay?
I've not even heard of it.
It's an Xbox Live arcade game, $20. It's a zombie survival game. The way it works, though, is you're trying to, like, go out and find building materials to build bases and save survivors, and you build trust with them, and when you build enough trust, there are playable characters and permadeath. So if a character dies, they're dead, and you respawn as a different character.
Actually, I do remember you mentioning something about this. I gotta look into this game. What's it called again?
State of Decay. I really want to play it, but I haven't got the chance yet.
State of Decay. Okay, I gotta look into that, because that sounds awesome.
That sounds amazing.
Is it a top-down, do you know?
Third person. It looks like Left 4 Dead or... Not Left 4 Dead.
Dead Rising.
Yeah.
Is it
as silly as Dead Rising?
No.
If it's on Xbox Live Arcade, I bet it's probably also on Steam.
It might be on PC. I know they were originally going to do an MMO and the budget ran out, but they're like, well, we have enough that we can release this and see if it takes off.
That sounds awesome.
That would have been so awesome as an MMO, although that would basically be DayZ at
point. Well, yeah, that also had that problem.
You can't really build stuff in DayZ, though, so...
Well, I mean, it's an interesting thing because most times when you have zombies in a game... In that game, it sounds like zombies aren't really the challenge. It's building up a relationship with other people. Zombies are speed bumps in the way.
And also, it's slow zombies, not fast zombies.
Well, yeah, then very much so, they are not intended as the full-fledged, you know, problem
in
the game.
Yeah, the premise of the game.
They exist. They're not your real challenge.
No, the best zombie games, zombies are just setting.
Yeah, zombies, I will stand up and I will say, zombies are not an enemy. Zombies are a setting that a game takes place in.
Should be.
Yeah,
speaking of that, none of us have played Last of Us, because none of us have a PS3, but that's the big thing to talk about. Yeah, I saw a pretty good GIF the other day. It was Frank West. It's like, 10 of them. Okay, I think I'm good. And then it was the other... All right, it's like, 2 of them.
I saw one with an intermediary. So there's, like, Frank West, and he's like, 10 of them, that should be fine. And then it's, I think it's Left 4 Dead, and it's like, oh, that's only, like, 3 or 4. I should be able to go through that without using any ammo. And then it's like, 2. No!
Everything I've seen about The Last of Us makes me really want to play that game.
It looks pretty good. It reminds me a lot of Walking Dead. But anyway, back to Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Ostensibly, it's a horror game, but they don't try to scare you at all. They just use it as theme. And we've talked about how Castlevania has a real 80s, 70s horror movie theme, and it's great. To the point where even the end of the game is just mock credits with fake actors based on the people who really played Dracula and stuff.
And this is kind of the same premise, like you're in a B-movie, except it's like an action B-movie, and it's really poorly scripted.
And you fight giant babies.
Any B-movies aren't really poorly scripted?
There are some that are okay. Well, there's usually a reason they're a B-movie, but... It's an action horror B-movie, so that puts it in its own league.
So it's Walking Dead Space.
Evil Dead.
Vampires versus Werewolves, the movie in which vampires never fight werewolves and they're instead lesbian zombies.
Yep.
Actually, this sounds interesting.
I actually think the werewolves are lesbians and the zombies are fighting the vampires, but I don't know. I didn't watch it.
It can't possibly be any worse than Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
That
you
is
mean
a great
any
movie.
Better?
It caused my 360 to red ring.
It purged the demon that was going to come out of it and destroy you, and red ringing was just the sacrifice that had to be made.
There's a reason my current 360 does not have Netflix on it. Because if any of that crap is going to happen, it's going to happen on the damn Wii.
Don't you just use Netflix to watch My Little Pony? Do you think My Little Pony is going to destroy your Xbox?
No, I use Netflix to watch that, Futurama, and Mythbusters primarily.
Fair enough.
And Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, because that...
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
A bunch of Cartoon Network stuff got on there recently. Ed and Eddie, Dexter's Lab.
Yeah. I was going to watch a few other things, I just haven't done it yet. I've been basically working through the entire Mythbusters backlog.
Anyway, Zombies Ate My Neighbors. because it's a horror-themed thing, you fight basically everything from any horror movie ever, including Chucky.
And a giant baby. And did you think Chucky was the thing running around the mall with the axe?
Yeah.
I think that's supposed to be a ripoff of Chucky.
Well, that makes sense. I thought Damien.
Who?
From The Omen? Devil Child?
Okay. I've heard of this.
Yeah,
but
it makes more sense, though, because I saw one of them pop out of a box.
That's true. But there's like a factory level later where they're popping out, but I guess that could be a toy factory.
I suspect that's probably the case.
And they turn into fire when you kill them sometimes, but not always. I tried using the soda bombs because that would usually just kill them.
Yeah,
took like 3 shots of the water pistol.
I never hit them with the water pistol.
Neither did I.
The soda bombs do take out basically everything, and the area of effect they have is pretty nice. So,
though they are really hard to aim, although that's at least a trade-off thing where you're getting some AoE and some pretty good power.
Occasionally I had to interact with the enemies, and I commented that I was going to have to rant about this earlier when Zach mentioned it. The freaking hedge maze level with the chainsaw guys. So there are puzzles in this game, but I hesitate to call them puzzles so much as annoying obstacles filled with enemies. But the hedge maze level, there's a hedge maze and guys with chainsaws, and you have to trick them into breaking down the hedge maze in places where it would be useful for you.
As I said earlier, you can also use the bazooka, which make things a lot easier, especially if you've saved it up. But the bazooka is also the only way to hurt the hedge maze chopper guys.
You could freeze them.
Yeah, I was going to say, freezing them was effective.
To freeze them.
Well, yeah, but that only lasted a few seconds.
Well, that's usually enough time to run away.
That's actually why I ended up dying to them, is because I wasn't sure. I thought you could kill them.
I was on that level for freaking 10 minutes and couldn't beat the level because the last survivor I had to get was a baby sitting in its own little corner of the world, and I couldn't get anyone to chop down the hedges around it.
I remember that. I think I just bazooka'd it out.
That's what I ended up having to do. I tried bazooking out other pieces of the hedge and couldn't.
Yeah,
so
the hedge maze was really bad about that. And most of the other levels, you could tell where you could use a bazooka and where you couldn't. You could also use it on any door that required a key, but not a skeleton key, which was kind of nice. But that level, it was really hard to tell.
I think giving the player the option of using the bazooka to get through doors, I think that's actually an interesting thing to use, because that way the player has as Jeremy said, the trade-off. It's like, this is a pretty powerful thing, but I have no ammo for it. But that back there is really nice. Do I want to use this up?
Or do I want to waste other resources trying to find a key to go back?
Yeah, it actually gives you a choice. That's why I think it's interesting. There are also the monster potions. Did either of you get those that are super valuable?
I got a question mark potion, but I don't know what it did.
It's a random effect.
Yeah, sometimes there are like 3 or 4 potions, and that's a random one.
Sometimes it'll heal you. Sometimes it'll change you into a werewolf, where you can just go around punching people.
Yeah, you're invincible, and you can punch down everything you can bazooka down. It's really nice.
So it's like a star.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Except you're hairy. So yeah, exactly like a star. Mamma mia!
It's hard to talk about this game because it's really, really light.
It's pretty shallow.
It feels arcadey, and we've talked about how arcadey is good in the past, but that was in comparison to Gradius, which is only 6 levels, but you know, it feels like a real hard challenge and you keep going at them. This, there are 48 levels, but they're all super light. And so when they get hard, they just feel sort of frustrating and like, I'll go do something else instead of like they're a challenge.
Exactly. I was going to say, it's the difference between, we've harped on this several times, the difference between challenge and just random difficulty. It becomes a different thing when you're just being mobbed by enemies and there's not really anything you can do other than keep moving. As opposed to they move in a specific pattern and you can time everything right and get through it. It's not a challenge, it's just annoying.
This also has respawning enemies, and they don't respawn on you a lot, but it did happen to me. And that was kind of frustrating.
I don't think I played it long enough for that to happen, but I could totally see that happening. I got lucky enough this time around that none of them did.
It happened to me once, but it was just a regular zombie in one of the earlier levels.
Also, the theme, while it is consistently B-movie, it's called Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and zombies are only really on the first level. And since there's no story connecting the levels, it's just like, okay, I guess this is Dracula's castle. I guess this is Egypt.
I really do like the different level themes and the different names of all the levels.
Oh, that is pretty cool. And like the even more terrifying than level 12, level 13, and then it's got a name. It's got some nice humor to it.
Unfortunately, the actual game's just, it's meh. It's not engaging, I guess.
If somebody pitched it nowadays, Jeremy, you mentioned this on our way over here. it would be an app. It'd be on an iPad or an Android or something. It would not be full-fledged.
I don't think you'd sell it for $8, which is what it costs on the Wii Virtual Console, but you could probably get $5 for it.
I would probably sell a game like this for $2 or $3, but that's because I tend to underprice my apps.
I'd probably do what Tyler said, you know, about $2 or $3. And then you just do the level packs.
Well, yeah. Although, honestly, if they were selling it today, it would be free. And you'd have to pay for soda bombs and passwords.
I hate that system.
God, that's the worst.
That's a little...
Not everyone does that.
A lot of the full-fledged releases don't actually do that. It's usually apps and free games.
And
that
My Little Pony, Friendship is Farmville. I like that joke a lot.
Yeah, it does do that. It's pretty bad about that, actually, but...
So one of the things about the frustrating difficulty in this is that you have no continues.
Yeah, and no save. It's a password system. It's only a 4-digit password, which, thank God.
But come on, you're on the Super Nintendo. You are not using all that cartridge space unless you somehow screwed up the programming.
And you got 3 lives, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got 3 lives, no continues.
And the lives are an instant respawn. You don't lose any progress when you die. But there's only a password every 4 levels or so. So if you get a game over, you can potentially lose a lot of progress.
Yeah, I never actually got to him because I died on the chainsaw level.
Well, what's even better about the passwords is you don't keep all the millions of ammo piles that you've collected over the course of the game.
You don't keep any of your benefits if you use a password. You do lose as many survivors as you've lost, which could become problematic if you get real low on them.
Basically, you get all the detriments and none of the advantages.
Well... There is an interesting trade-off with the survivors, where the fewer you have, the fewer you have to find, so the faster you can finish levels.
That is true. Although, I think it's kind of a bad thing where we're getting to the point where you just want to finish the level, so...
Yeah, I think that's the problem with this game, is I never wanted to play it, I just wanted to be done with it.
Well, any game that gets you into a position where you just want to be done with it has done something wrong, and has failed as a game. Because it should be a matter of, any game should get to the point where you want to... Finish the game, not because you just want to be done with it, but because you are genuinely enjoying the experience. And when it is done, you are either sad, a little bit, you know, sad that it's over, or want to go back and replay it again. I mean, kind of like when you had Dragon Age, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You played the hell out of that game.
I would say Earthbound, but Dragon Age totally did that to me, too. Earthbound was the game where I didn't replay it, but I was genuinely sad there was no more Earthbound for me to play.
I feel like Earthbound also ends really abruptly. Suddenly you're in robot bodies and...
It's not that abrupt. You go through 8 temples and you're told 8 temples and then have a big climactic boss fight.
That is true. So, I was expecting more out of this game because I always hear good things about it and people are like, oh yeah, zombies ate my neighbors, that's awesome!
There's a song about it by a local band that got national play.
Yeah, Single File.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of acclaim. It's not a super great game. I could see it being mildly amusing if you're, like, drunk and playing it with a friend, but as it is...
I think every game is usually fairly amusing if you're drunk and playing it with a friend. I mean, you remember our escapades in Halo 3 with one more game.
Oh, prepare for Castlevania 2.
One more game for 4 hours.
Oh, man, we should totally, if we have time, we should, like, make a marathon day out of that where we take turns.
No. Anyway, so that time we were playing, what were you just talking about? I totally blanked.
Me and Tyler at one point.
Yeah, we were, like, punch drunk
at
his
house. One more game. One more game.
Until, like, 5 in the
until
morning.
Until, like, 4 in the morning.
I've been there when we've done that to, like, 4.
Well, you weren't there for this one. Because you were there, I think, at the beginning. And then Tyler was like, I'll stay for a couple more games. And then we ended up going to, like,
Yeah, 5. A couple more games ended up being, like, 40 more games. So.
Eventually, you did leave.
But Halo is actually fun.
Yeah, that is true.
True.
I don't think I could go 40 more levels of Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Well, it doesn't
I don't
have
think
that
I could
many.
Get through 46.
48!
Well, I was going to say, assuming that you get to the point where you're like, just one more and do it 40 more times, you probably have already gotten kind of far, so.
Fair point.
It just didn't feel like a one more game or one more thing to me. I never had I'm like, okay, well, I got another level to coming up. But some of these other games where it's like, you know, I know I saved it, but I want to just see what's around that corner.
Yeah.
Never really came up.
No, we've played some legitimately amusing games on this podcast. This is not one of them. I have no need to really pick it back up.
It would have been better as an app because, you know, that way if you're really bored and you're on the train or something and you don't have anything else, you load this thing up. The levels are pretty quick. I mean, they don't take that long.
I was going to say one problem maybe. I think the bigger problem is the game just isn't fun, as you guys have said. But you have to beat 4 or 5 levels to make any progress. And so you do have to spend a time commitment. You can't just say, hey, one more level.
Yeah, and I think that's a big problem with this game. I think playing it on the Wii, that's one of the great things about it, is it's got the suspend state, so you can just pick it right back up where you left off.
Yeah, but more often than not, where I left off was game over, and I had to go through the game over screen and then press start. And, you know, put in a password.
Well, that sucks.
And we've talked about how it's the worst thing ever when a game over sends you to the title screen.
Yeah, I really like the game overs that are just like, oh, you died. Here, try again from your latest checkpoint immediately.
Yeah. It shouldn't be like, go quit.
Well, there's a lot of games. I play a lot of games where it's, you know, the first, you get one and die, one and done. Like Call of Duty, Halo, stuff like that. And a lot of those games that I play, it's like, you die and it's load last, like Mass Effect comes up, it's like load last checkpoint, load save, or go to, or quit game. I mean.
Yeah, it at least gives you the option.
Yeah, and usually it's load last save. But kicking you to the title screen after you die is...
is some pretty epic bullshit.
It's the only bad part of Symphony of the Night.
Well, it's the thing that drives me most nuts about record games, is it does kick you to the title screen, and usually you've been there... you had your epic fight that lasts like 5 or 10 minutes, and then you die, and you go to the title screen, and it's like, screw you.
It's Zach's talking about Record of Agarus War.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I realized that in the middle of that. I'm like, Record? I thought you meant like a company called Record.
No, it's got a relatively long title, so I usually truncate it to Record, because I don't think any other game I've ever played has that same starting title.
You could call it Roa.
No, because that way I'm sounding like an idiot.
What do you think propelled this into cult status?
The propelling of zombies into that cult status, and this was...
zombies weren't huge back when this came out, though.
But there aren't many zombies in this game. I'm not really sure what it is, because I don't think this game is very good, but a lot of people look on it really fondly. I think it's the theming entirely.
I think I agree. Also, the music's not bad. We haven't really talked about it, but the music's pretty decent.
It didn't leave an impression, and that's usually something I notice, but it did not make me want to punch a Bobo like Double Dragons did.
Didn't do anything for me. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't
great.
Well,
yeah, it obviously none of us really liked it that much. I'm wondering, like, I'm just spitballing theories here. Like,
when did it become a cult icon? Was that recent, or has it always been that?
Well, last 5-10 years, well, more than 5 years ago, because that's how old the song is. So a little bit before then.
And it was definitely popular before then.
Zombies have been around, pretty popular for the last, for this entire console generation, actually.
Well, yeah,
this doesn't really feel like a zombie game.
No. Well, it doesn't, but also, neither does Resident Evil 4 or 5, at least.
Say, 1 does, really. 3 kind of does. 4, like, has a zombie feeling to it at the beginning, especially. Like, you go through that town and you think they're zombies, not crazy parasite Napoleon monsters.
Dead Rising is technically a zombie game, but it doesn't feel like a zombie game. It feels like an experiment in seeing how much damage you can do with household objects.
Well, that's
which
a
is
type
kind
of zombie game.
Yeah, that's kind of the point of that game, and I think it succeeds in that endeavor. And that's like Resident Evil 4. It's not a zombie game, it's a shoot stuff game.
And watch the funny guy with his Napoleon impression.
And don't use the submachine gun.
One of these days, I'm going to freaking finish Resident Evil 4. But
you should. It's a pretty good game.
I have told someone, I think it was Jeremy, actually, where I was, and he's like, oh, you're like 10 minutes from the end. I'm like,
that's where I got before I quit, too.
Where? which screen do you have it for? Microwave or toaster oven?
Wait, what?
That's a joke on how Resi 4 has been on everything.
Oh, okay. Has it? I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
it's
Wii,
been on...
Wii, GameCube, PlayStation 2, Xbox, I think 360.
I don't know if it's on the 360, but it's been on pretty much everything.
It's Ed's GameCube copy, so...
I played it on the Wii, and as I said, I think it killed my Wii. We had the one Wii that had to go back in for servicing.
Did it start sprouting awkward parasite tentacles?
No.
Oh.
It just stopped starting.
That's unfortunate.
I seriously have gremlins as one of my hindrances, because me and technology don't get along.
Oh, you're just a crappy wizard.
Yeah, there could be that, too.
So speaking of crappy wizards, besides making this game mobile, time to go I can't do a Bane. How do you think you could improve this game?
Slightly better level design, actually. It felt like I was just wandering about kind of lost and confused. Something with, like, coherent puzzles or the enemies actually had something to do with where you were.
Yeah, the sandbox. This game did not need the sandbox.
It wasn't even a sandbox. It just dumped you in a level and said, okay, go explore, except there wasn't a whole lot to explore and there's nothing to find, really.
Yeah, the levels
cheerleaders?
Are...
you don't want to find cheerleaders that need rescuing?
Okay
you're married.
Well, I still want to do that. Hell, Alex would probably help, so.
But the levels are so, as Tyler said, they just dump you in the middle of it and say, good luck, have fun.
A little bit of context would be nice, if nothing else.
An arrow pointing me to the nearest guy, I mean...
You do have that radar, but it's almost useless.
There's a radar?
Yeah, if you press one of the shoulder buttons, it'll pop up a radar, but it doesn't show you any of the obstacles, just where they are in relation to you. But it doesn't show you the entire map. It's only like 3 squares in any direction.
I would agree with everything you guys said, plus tighter controls.
I'd say tighter controls. Continues and saves.
Yeah, really.
Welcome to 1992.
As a Super Nintendo game, this should have had a save system. I mean, come on. Come on.
So, I don't hate this game.
If you had to take off a few of the levels and just give us a dang save.
Yeah, on a scale from 1 to lemon juice, I like it alright. It's not wonderful. I'm probably never going to play it again,
though. It's horribly, horribly mediocre is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure where I'm going to slide it in on my scale. Probably around a 5, but I'll probably be like, well, it's better than that. Well, it's better than that. Well, it's better than that. Well, that's The Legend of Zelda. That's amazing. So it's below that.
If I had to put it at a number, I'd put it at probably a 4. Not quite bad enough to be down to the 3. You know, one of those games that, yeah, okay, I played it. I'm never going to touch it again, but...
I'd put it at a don't buy it.
Yeah, so, you know, if you didn't buy it for the sake of playing it alone, then don't, ever. I think that's a general recommendation.
Unless buy the song for like a dollar instead. It's okay.
Or you absolutely like... You know, the B-movie feel of everything. In that case, I'm sorry, we can't save you from yourself.
Buy Castlevania instead.
Yeah, Castlevania is a much better B-movie themed game.
Specifically Castlevania 1 on the NES. There are lots of good Castlevania games, but that's the best B-movie E1.
Speaking of which, Castlevania was your idea. What's your next idea?
Well, my brother really wants us to play Super Dodgeball on the NES, not the Super Nintendo like you'd think.
Oh yeah, that's actually, so why is it Super Dodgeball? It's not on the Super Nintendo.
Because it is super.
Was there just dodgeball?
I don't think so.
Was Superman in it?
No, sadly. Oh man, I would so play. I would already own this game if Superman was in it and it was dodgeball.
No, I think that's only the case if Batman was in it. Remember you got the +10 to collecting Batman paraphernalia? Well,
and, I would already own it. My mom would have bought it for me somehow.
Tyler, remember, look what he's wearing.
Fair enough.
I own as many Superman shirts as Batman shirts, actually. Well, does the Joker count?
Yeah.
Okay, I own twice as many Batman shirts as Superman shirts.
It seems like every time I hang out with you, you're wearing a Batman shirt.
That's because it's 90% of his wardrobe. So,
oh, yeah.
I have so many shirts.
Fair enough. I don't wear nearly half of mine. Anyway, Dodgeball.
Super Dodgeball, guys. Blade, Laser, and Blazer. We'll catch you next time.
So call the neighbor kids with trash can lids and buckets on their head. This has been a production of Last Time on Video Games, copyright 2013.
All the video games and other media mentioned herein is copyright of its respective owners. That may not be obvious.
You can contact us at ltovg@lasttimeonvideogames.com. And if you want to contact one of us individually, I am Zach@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
Tyler@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
Or Jeremy, Jeremy@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
You can visit our show page, if you don't want to hit the blog, at gplus.2/lasttimeonvideogames.
If you do want to visit the blog, lasttimeonvideogames.com.
And we've got an RSS feed. Probably click on it, or one of the other buttons on there.
We're also on iTunes.
And the Twitters.
Twitter is @LTOVG.
Unlike all the games we play on this show, we cannot be emulated.
Hello, Spider.
Sorry, that's...
And welcome to Last Time on Video Games.
Sorry,
the podcast with a spider crawling on our wires like we're trading it to another Pokemon trainer.
Sorry, that just surprised me. Now, like, everything I've seen about The Last of Us makes me really want to play that game.
It looks pretty good. It reminds me a lot of Left 4 Dead. Or not Left 4 Dead, Walking Dead.
That should totally be the stinger.
No, yeah, totally. I'm a little sad because I was totally just going to start singing Zombies Ate My Neighbors if we didn't get a stinger, but now I'm using that.